The Stress-Free Guide to Living with Stress by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Living with Stress by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide for those looking to manage their stress levels and live a healthier, more balanced life. The book provides readers with an understanding of the causes of stress, how it affects our bodies and minds, and practical strategies for managing it in everyday life. It also offers advice on how to recognize when stress has become too much and what steps can be taken to reduce its impact. Harper begins by discussing the different types of stress that people experience: physical, such as from illness or injury; psychological, from work or relationships; environmental, from pollution or noise; and spiritual, from beliefs. She then explains the physiological effects of stress on our bodies, including increased heart rate, blood pressure, respiration rate, and muscle tension. She goes on to discuss how chronic exposure to high levels of stress can lead to serious health problems such as depression, anxiety disorders, and cardiovascular disease. The second part of the book focuses on practical strategies for managing daily stresses. These include relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises, cognitive restructuring, which involves changing negative thought patterns, lifestyle changes like getting enough sleep, exercise, healthy eating habits, time management skills, communication skills training, problem-solving techniques, assertiveness training, positive self-talk practices, etc. Finally, Harper discusses ways in which we can prevent future stressful situations from occurring by developing resilience through mindfulness meditation practice. This includes learning how to accept difficult emotions without judgment so that they don't overwhelm us. Additionally, she suggests creating a support network consisting of family members, friends, or professionals who are willing to listen without judgment. Overall, the Stress-Free Guide to Living with Stress is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance in dealing with their own personal struggles related to stress management. It provides clear explanations about why we feel stressed out, along with helpful tips on reducing its impact both mentally and physically. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your stressors. Recognizing the sources of stress in your life is the first step to managing it. This includes understanding the physical, mental, and emotional triggers that cause stress. Main idea number 2. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help reduce stress levels. Main idea number 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being present in the moment and focusing on the here and now. It can help reduce stress and anxiety. Main idea number 4. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself is essential for managing stress. This includes activities such as reading, listening to music, or taking a walk. Main idea number 5. Connect with others. Connecting with others can help reduce stress levels. This includes talking to friends and family, joining a support group, or volunteering. Main idea number 6. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help reduce stress. Main idea number 7. Get organized. Being organized can help reduce stress levels. This includes creating a daily schedule, setting priorities, and delegating tasks. Main idea number 8. Learn to say no. Learning to say no to tasks and activities that are not necessary can help reduce stress. Main idea number 9. Avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as drinking alcohol, smoking, or overeating can increase stress levels. Main idea number 10. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help reduce stress levels. This includes activities such as walking, running, swimming, or yoga. Main idea number 11. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. This includes establishing a regular sleep schedule and avoiding caffeine and alcohol before bed. Main idea number 12. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet can help reduce stress levels. This includes eating plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Main idea number 13. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help reduce stress. This includes taking a few minutes to relax or meditate. Main idea number 14. Practice positive self-talk. Practicing positive self-talk can help reduce stress levels. This includes talking to yourself in a kind and encouraging way. Main idea number 15. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help reduce stress. This includes breaking down tasks into smaller, achievable goals. Main idea number 16. Avoid negative people. Avoiding negative people can help reduce stress. This includes people who are critical or judgmental. Main idea number 17. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help reduce stress levels. This includes taking time to appreciate the good things in life. Main idea number 18. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help can help reduce stress levels. This includes talking to a therapist or counselor. Main idea number 19. Take time to unwind. Taking time to unwind can help reduce stress. This includes activities such as listening to music, reading a book, or taking a bath. Main idea number 20. Find your purpose. Finding your purpose can help reduce stress. This includes exploring your passions and interests and finding ways to pursue them. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing stress. It involves understanding the physical, mental, and emotional triggers that cause you to feel stressed. By recognizing these sources of stress, you can begin to take steps to reduce or eliminate them from your life. This could include making lifestyle changes such as getting more sleep or exercise, changing how you think about certain situations, or seeking professional help if needed. Once you have identified the sources of your stress, it's important to develop strategies for dealing with them. This could involve learning relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and meditation, engaging in activities that bring joy and pleasure, setting boundaries with people who are causing undue stress, and finding ways to manage time better so that tasks don't pile up. It's also helpful to talk about what is stressing you out with a trusted friend or family member. Talking through difficult emotions can be cathartic and provide much-needed perspective on the situation at hand. Additionally, talking openly about stressful events may help prevent future occurrences by providing insight into potential solutions. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good and relaxed. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables will provide the body with essential nutrients needed for optimal health. Additionally, getting enough sleep each night helps to restore energy levels and improve concentration during the day. Incorporating these healthy habits into your daily routine can be challenging at first, but it's worth it in the long run. Start small by setting realistic goals such as exercising for 30 minutes 3 times a week or eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. As you become more comfortable with these new habits, gradually increase them until they become second nature. It's also important to remember that developing healthy habits takes time and patience. Don't expect results overnight. With dedication and consistency, however, you will soon find yourself feeling healthier both physically and mentally. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and anxiety. It involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the present moment without judgment or criticism. This can help you become more mindful of how you are feeling and what is happening around you. By focusing on the here and now, it can help to bring clarity to difficult situations that may be causing stress or anxiety. Mindfulness also helps us recognize our own patterns of thinking that may be contributing to our stress levels. We can learn how to observe these patterns without getting caught up in them or reacting negatively. This allows us to take a step back from stressful situations so we can respond with greater awareness and understanding. Finally, practicing mindfulness helps us cultivate self-compassion, which is essential for managing stress effectively. Self-compassion involves treating ourselves kindly when we make mistakes or feel overwhelmed by life's challenges instead of beating ourselves up over them. With practice, this kinder approach towards ourselves will lead to less stress overall. Main idea number 4. Taking time for yourself is essential for managing stress. This means taking a break from your daily routine and dedicating some time to activities that you enjoy, such as reading, listening to music, or going for a walk. Taking this time allows you to relax and recharge so that when it comes time to tackle the tasks of the day again, you are better equipped with the energy and focus needed. It can be difficult at first to make sure that you take enough breaks throughout the day, but it is important in order to maintain your mental health. Try setting aside 10 to 15 minutes each day where you can do something just for yourself, whether it's reading a book, meditating, or simply sitting outside enjoying nature. It doesn't have to be anything complicated, even just taking 5 minutes out of your day can help reduce stress levels. If possible, try scheduling these moments into your daily routine so they become part of your regular habits. You may find that once you start making this practice part of your life, it becomes easier and more enjoyable over time. Main idea number 5. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we are feeling overwhelmed, talking to someone who understands can help us feel less alone and more supported. It can also provide a distraction from our worries and give us the opportunity to express ourselves in a safe environment. Talking to friends and family members is one way to connect with others. They may be able to offer advice or just listen without judgment. Joining a support group can also be beneficial as it provides an outlet for sharing experiences with people who have gone through similar situations. Volunteering is another great way to connect with others while helping out your community at the same time. Volunteering gives you the chance to meet new people, learn new skills, and make a difference in other people's lives. No matter how you choose to connect with others, it's important that you take care of yourself first by getting enough rest, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, and taking breaks when needed. Main idea number 6. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves focusing on your breath and taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. This helps to relax both the body and mind by slowing down your heart rate, calming your nervous system, and reducing tension in muscles. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique that involves tensing each muscle group for several seconds before releasing it. This helps to release physical tension from the body while also helping you become more aware of how different parts of your body feel when they are relaxed. Guided imagery is another form of relaxation which involves using visualization techniques to imagine yourself in a peaceful setting or situation, such as lying on a beach or walking through a meadow. By focusing on this image, you can help bring about feelings of calmness and peace which can help reduce stress levels. These relaxation techniques can be used anytime throughout the day whenever you start feeling overwhelmed with stress or anxious thoughts. Taking just 10 minutes out of your day to practice one or all three of these techniques can make a big difference in how you feel mentally and physically. Main idea number 7. Getting organized is an important part of managing stress. When you have a plan for how to approach your day, it can help reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed and make it easier to focus on what needs to be done. Creating a daily schedule that includes time for work, leisure activities, and self-care can help ensure that all areas of life are addressed in a balanced way. Setting priorities is also key when trying to stay organized. It's easy to get caught up in tasks that don't really matter or take too long. By focusing on the most important things first, you can save yourself time and energy while still getting everything done. Finally, delegating tasks whenever possible can help lighten your load and free up more time for other activities. If there are people around who are willing and able to lend a hand with certain tasks or projects, don't hesitate to ask them for assistance. Main idea number 8. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. When we are overwhelmed with too many tasks and activities, it can be difficult to prioritize what needs to be done and what can wait. Saying no allows us to focus on the most important things in our lives and avoid taking on more than we can handle. It also helps us set boundaries so that others know when they should not expect something from us. When learning how to say no, it's important to remember that you don't have to give a detailed explanation of why you are declining a request or task. You can simply state that you cannot do it at this time without going into further detail if you don't want to. Additionally, try not to feel guilty about saying no. Sometimes saying yes just isn't feasible or practical. By learning how and when to say no, we can reduce our stress levels by avoiding taking on too much work or responsibility. This will help free up time for other activities such as relaxation or self-care, which are essential for maintaining good mental health. Main idea number 9. Avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms is an important part of managing stress. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as drinking alcohol, smoking, or overeating can increase stress levels and lead to further health problems. Instead of relying on these methods to cope with stress, it is better to find healthier ways to manage your emotions. Exercise, meditation, and talking about your feelings are all great alternatives that can help you reduce stress in a healthy way. It is also important to recognize when you are using unhealthy coping mechanisms so that you can take steps to stop them before they become habits. If you find yourself turning towards alcohol or cigarettes when feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, try taking a few deep breaths instead and focus on calming activities like yoga or reading a book. Taking the time for self-care will help keep your mind and body healthy while reducing the amount of stress in your life. Main idea number 10. Exercising regularly is an important part of managing stress. Not only does it help to reduce the physical symptoms of stress, such as tension and fatigue, but it can also improve your mental health by releasing endorphins that make you feel good. Regular exercise can also help to clear your mind and give you a sense of accomplishment. When choosing an exercise routine, it's important to find something that works for you. Some people prefer activities like walking or running, while others may enjoy swimming or yoga. Whatever activity you choose, aim for at least 30 minutes per day on most days of the week in order to get the full benefits from regular exercise. In addition to helping with stress management, regular exercise has many other benefits, including improved cardiovascular health, increased energy levels, and better sleep quality. So if you're looking for ways to manage your stress levels more effectively, then adding some form of regular exercise into your daily routine could be just what you need. Main idea number 11. Getting enough sleep is an important part of managing stress. Establishing a regular sleep schedule and avoiding caffeine and alcohol before bed can help ensure that you get the restful, restorative sleep your body needs to stay healthy. When we don't get enough sleep, our bodies become more vulnerable to stress-related illnesses such as depression, anxiety, and fatigue. Additionally, lack of adequate sleep can lead to impaired cognitive functioning, which can make it difficult for us to think clearly or concentrate on tasks. Creating a consistent bedtime routine is key in getting enough quality sleep each night. This could include taking a warm bath or shower before bed, reading a book or listening to calming music, writing down any worries or concerns so they are not running through your mind when trying to fall asleep, and turning off all screens at least 1 hour prior to going to bed. It's also important that you avoid drinking caffeinated beverages late in the day, as this will interfere with your ability to relax into deep slumber. Alcohol should also be avoided close to bedtime, as it may cause disrupted sleeping patterns throughout the night. Main idea number 12. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. Eating plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help reduce stress levels by providing the body with essential vitamins and minerals that are necessary for proper functioning. Additionally, these foods contain antioxidants, which can help protect against damage caused by free radicals in the body. Eating a balanced diet also helps to maintain energy levels throughout the day, allowing you to stay focused and productive. In addition to eating nutritious foods, it's important to limit your intake of processed or sugary snacks as they can cause spikes in blood sugar levels which can lead to feelings of fatigue or irritability. It's also beneficial to drink plenty of water throughout the day as dehydration has been linked with increased stress levels. By making small changes such as adding more fresh produce into your meals or swapping out unhealthy snacks for healthier options like nuts or seeds, you will be able to make significant improvements in your overall health and well-being. Main idea number 13. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can be an effective way to reduce stress. Breaks provide a much-needed respite from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, allowing us to take a step back and relax. Taking just 5 minutes out of your day for yourself can make all the difference in how you feel afterwards. During these breaks, it is important to focus on calming activities such as deep breathing exercises or meditation. These activities help clear our minds and allow us to refocus on what matters most, ourselves. Additionally, taking time away from work or other stressful tasks gives us an opportunity to reflect on our lives and think about ways we can improve them. Breaks also give us a chance to connect with others around us. Whether it's talking with friends over coffee or going for a walk with family members, socializing during breaks helps keep stress levels low by providing emotional support and companionship. Finally, taking regular breaks allows us to recharge our batteries so that when we return back into action mode, we are more productive than before. This means that not only will we be able to tackle tasks more efficiently, but also enjoy doing them too. Main idea number 14. Practicing positive self-talk is an important part of managing stress. It involves talking to yourself in a kind and encouraging way, rather than focusing on negative thoughts or feelings. Positive self-talk can help you stay focused on the present moment and remind you that you are capable of handling whatever comes your way. It can also help boost your confidence and motivate you to take action when faced with difficult situations. When practicing positive self-talk, it's important to be mindful of the words you use. Instead of using phrases like, "I can't do this," or "this is too hard for me," try saying something more empowering such as, "I am strong enough to handle this challenge," or "I will find a way through this situation." Additionally, focus on what you have achieved so far instead of dwelling on mistakes or failures from the past. Positive self-talk isn't just about feeling good. It's also about taking action and making progress towards achieving your goals. When things get tough, remind yourself that no matter how challenging life may seem right now, there are always opportunities for growth if we choose to look for them. Main idea number 15. Setting realistic goals is an important part of managing stress. When faced with a daunting task, it can be overwhelming to think about the entire project at once. Breaking down tasks into smaller, achievable goals can help reduce stress and make progress more manageable. For example, if you have a large research paper due in 2 weeks, break it down into smaller steps such as researching sources one day, writing the introduction another day, and so on. Realistic goal setting also involves being honest with yourself about what you are capable of achieving in a given amount of time. It's easy to get overwhelmed when we set unrealistic expectations for ourselves that we cannot meet. Setting realistic goals helps us stay focused on our objectives without feeling like we are constantly falling short. Finally, having clear deadlines for each step along the way will help keep you motivated and on track towards completing your goal. Make sure to give yourself enough time to complete each step without rushing or cutting corners. This will ensure that your work is done properly and efficiently. Main idea number 16. Negative people can be draining and have a negative impact on our mental health. They often criticize or judge us, which can lead to feelings of insecurity and low self-esteem. It is important to recognize when someone is being negative and take steps to protect ourselves from their influence. Avoiding these people whenever possible is the best way to reduce stress in our lives. When we are around negative people, it can be difficult not to absorb their negativity into our own mindsets. We may start thinking more negatively about ourselves or become overwhelmed by their criticism. This can cause us additional stress that we don't need in our lives. By avoiding these types of people, we are able to keep a positive outlook on life and focus on what truly matters. It is also important to remember that sometimes the most toxic relationships are those closest to us, family members or close friends who constantly put us down or make us feel bad about ourselves. In this case, it may be necessary for you to set boundaries with them so they know how far they can go before crossing the line. By taking proactive steps such as avoiding negative people, we can help reduce stress levels in our lives and create an environment where positivity thrives. Main idea number 17. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress levels. It involves taking the time to appreciate all of the good things in life, no matter how small they may seem. This can be done by writing down 3 things you are grateful for each day or simply reflecting on what you have been blessed with throughout your life. Doing this regularly helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives and shifts our attention away from negative thoughts and feelings. Gratitude also encourages us to take action towards achieving our goals and dreams. When we recognize all that we have, it gives us motivation to strive for more while still being content with where we are at in life. Additionally, expressing gratitude has been linked to improved physical health as well as increased happiness and satisfaction with life overall. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by stress, try practicing gratitude. Taking just a few moments each day to reflect on what you're thankful for can make a huge difference in reducing your stress levels. Main idea number 18. Seeking professional help is an important step in reducing stress levels. A therapist or counselor can provide invaluable guidance and support to those struggling with stress. They can offer advice on how to manage difficult emotions, develop healthy coping strategies, and create a plan for dealing with stressful situations. Additionally, they can provide insight into the underlying causes of stress and suggest ways to address them. With their help, individuals can learn how to better manage their thoughts and feelings so that they are better equipped to handle life's challenges. Therapists also have access to resources such as relaxation techniques, mindfulness exercises, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and other evidence-based treatments that may be beneficial in managing stress levels. Furthermore, talking through one's issues with a trained professional provides an opportunity for self-reflection, which often leads to greater understanding of oneself and improved mental health. Overall, seeking professional help is an effective way of addressing the root cause of one's stress while learning new skills for managing it more effectively in the future. Main idea number 19. Taking time to unwind is an important part of managing stress. It can help you relax and clear your mind, allowing you to better cope with the demands of life. There are many activities that can help you unwind, such as listening to music, reading a book or magazine, taking a bath or shower, going for a walk in nature, doing yoga or meditation, playing board games with friends and family members, watching movies or TV shows that make you laugh. Allowing yourself some downtime each day will give your body and mind the chance to rest and recharge. When it comes to winding down after a stressful day at work or school, it's important not to forget about self-care. Taking care of yourself physically by eating healthy meals and getting enough sleep is essential for reducing stress levels. Additionally, engaging in activities like journaling can be helpful for processing emotions related to difficult situations. It's also important not to neglect social connections when trying to reduce stress levels. Spending quality time with friends and family members who understand what you're going through can provide emotional support during tough times. Main idea number 20. Finding your purpose in life can be a powerful tool for reducing stress. When you know what your passions and interests are, it gives you something to focus on that is meaningful and fulfilling. This can help take the pressure off of other areas of life where stress may be present. It also helps to give you direction and motivation when tackling difficult tasks or facing challenging situations. Exploring your purpose doesn't have to involve major changes or commitments. It could simply mean taking time out each day to do something that brings joy into your life. Whether it's reading a book, going for a walk, playing an instrument, or engaging in creative activities like painting or writing, these small moments of pleasure can make all the difference when it comes to managing stress levels. Having a sense of purpose also encourages us to stay connected with our values and beliefs, which can provide comfort during times of difficulty. Knowing what matters most to us allows us to prioritize our needs so we don't become overwhelmed by external pressures from work, family, friends, etc. Ultimately, finding your purpose is about discovering who you are at heart and living according to those values every day. By doing this, we create more balance in our lives, which leads to not only reduces stress but increases overall well-being too. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.